today's Odd Zone, I'm going to do what I do best on the podcast, and that is take you with me as I go to work. Come on.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. Thanks for watching the Hot Zone. You know, Las Vegas, Nevada has a homelessness problem like every major city in the United States. And they're trying to figure out what to do about it. So on the last episode of the podcast, I showed you a little bit about that. Told you there were 14,000 or so homeless people at any given year in Las Vegas. And any given night, there are like between 5,500 and 6,000 homeless people on the streets there. And Las Vegas just passed an ordinance that says you can't sleep on the streets, makes it illegal, if there are beds available in a shelter in the city. The problem with that being that there are 2,000 bed spaces in shelters. Many of them won't allow you to come into the shelter if you are intoxicated, or if you have a pet, or if you have a partner, or if you are mentally ill, or if you have a job that won't let you get there by 5 p.m. And that's a real problem because, that pretty much encompasses all of the homeless people in Las Vegas. And if they don't go to the shelter, it's $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. So obviously not a great solution. I understand what they're trying to do there. They're trying to disincentivize homelessness, unlike, say, San Francisco, which has done just the opposite to incentivize homelessness. And as I said on the podcast Friday, what it's doing is it's driving a lot of people underground. Now, there have always been people that lived underground in Las Vegas because there are probably over 100 miles of tunnels underground in that city to drain away the 4 inches of rain that they get each year. They don't get much rain, but when they do, it can really flood. And so they have to have these massive storm drains. But since they're empty most of the time in the summer, they're a lot cooler than the outside temperature. A lot of people end up moving in down there. And so on this episode of the podcast, I'm just going to take you with me and let you see what it's like underground in Las Vegas.
Cops go down inside there?
They do now. They never used to before, but they've been coming down there, yeah.
And do they just kick you out or they take all your stuff? Or
They give us a ticket or take us to jail.
Wow.
You've already been warned and got a ticket. The next step is go to jail, and then they put a 48-hour hold on you.
So you got a...
I just got 2 tickets a couple weeks ago.
That's like they said... Is Bev down here? Oh, here she is. Hey, how you doing? Good. I was just talking to your friend up there. And I'm sorry, I'm a journalist. I'm making a piece about that new ordinance that they've got, that kind of criminalizes sleeping on the street. So I was talking to him about it. He was telling me about this area down here. Are you okay talking to me? I mean, I don't want to.
Sure.
Okay. Let me just. This is my son Mason, actually. Here. So, can you just tell me what the effect of that ordinance has been?
We really ain't felt any of it just yet. But they're always down here messing with us.
Are they more so now than they were before?
Yes.
What do they do?
They harass us.
They come down and harass you?
They take us all up there, cuff us all up there, joke around, and goof off, put us down, talk shit to us, and usually take us all to jail and say they're going to be walked through.
They say they're going to take you to jail?
No, they do take us to jail.
They do take you to jail. How many people, are there lots and lots of people that are living under here? Are you seeing more people come?
Yeah,
You are. So.
There's less people now than when we first came.
When was that?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
7.5 years ago.
You've been here 7.5 years?
Yeah.
Holy cow, you probably know every inch of this area.
I don't know.
How far does this go back here?
All the way to the left.
All the way to the other side of the casinos, the strip.
The other side of the strip? That's like a mile.
It's not as far up under here.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. So, what happens when it rains if you've been here 7.5 years?
Floods.
Yeah, but what do you do? You lose all your stuff?
No, we can get up on the hill, put tents or something.
Oh, you just wait.
Or we just stand.
So, I've been talking to people down like at the what's your name?
Irish.
I'm Chuck. It's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Thanks for talking to me. I've been talking to people up at the gateway up there today. Is that? No. What's that shelter, like open air shelter that they've got up there now? The city put, anyway. And they kind of seem like a different group of people. Like, well, I was saying is like, do those people mix with the people that stay down here, or is that you just kind of stick with the people you know, and you don't?
We try to stick with the people we know because I mean, there's a lot of crazies coming around.
A lot of crazies? Is there a lot of crime under here?
No.
Not crime.
But we keep the crime out right now.
You do.
We've got a pretty good crowd of people up under here, and we, you know, we might fight amongst ourselves, but we look after one another.
We don't want thieves down here.
That's good.
Doing up on the other businesses and stuff, and trying to rob the church. We don't take that.
What kind of what things do people need under here? Have you run into those guys from Shine a Light that come under?
Yeah, they're good friends.
Are they? Good. And yeah, so I was talking to them on the phone here yesterday.
Food, blankets.
Yeah, food, tents. Blankets, water, fruit, drinks.
And what do you do about laundry and stuff like that?
We try sometimes. I mean, I can as much as I
She's
can.
She's a hard worker, girl,
this
girl.
I usually can and take them up to the laundromat one.
Do you do it for other people then? You say that's how you make your money.
I can, to make money.
You can help people get their laundry done to make a little money? Is that what you're saying?
I can. I do cans.
Oh, you do can. Oh, I thought you were meant you could. You
could. No, I can. I recycle cans.
So you pick up the cans?
That's right. I sell cans. So that's
how long have you been here?
On and off, about 3 years.
3 years? Where are you from originally?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I was going to say, you didn't come from out west.
Deep south.
Yeah, I lived in Fort Benning, Georgia when I was in the Army. And so I recognized dated a lot of girls over there in Alabama.
You can tell the deep south, that's right.
I could. How long have you been in Vegas? This 3.5 years?
About 3 years.
And you explain to me the process of like how you found this kind of place. As opposed to so many people I've talked to that, you know, they go to the shelter or they go to, like, why wouldn't you do that? Why do you prefer this?
Because we're out of the weather.
I bet it's a lot cooler.
It's almost like being in a home when the wind blows, especially during the wintertime. The summertime, it's way cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And they pushed us pretty far back there. So, I mean, we're good ways back here.
Do the cops go all the way back in there?
Yeah, they do now. Basically, because we're good people and we let them.
They come in, they wake you up. They come in and wake you up out of your sleep. You're just asleep, they're not bothering nobody. They'll come in, they'll wake you up, and then they'll tell you that you got to come out here. It's freezing cold, dressed or not.
That's a cute little dog.
Yeah, hopefully.
How are you, baby girl? This sweet baby girl right here. Is she not beautiful? I hate to see her sad.
What's the matter?
She's just
having a time.
Oh. Is there some way we could help you? I mean, I'm a journalist, but I just, is there something we could do to help? What do you need? No?
I don't know. I bet your son looks like he's about her age, maybe.
Yeah. What? How? You're 22.
Yeah.
Mason's 22. He's in the Army.
I'm about to turn 22 in March. Baby.
Where'd you come from?
Dayton, Ohio.
How'd you get here?
I came out here with an ex.
Oh. Who wasn't your ex at the time, I bet.
Yeah, he wasn't. I was actually with him. I was actually with him for a long time, believe it or not. But he was bad on heroin, and he came out here, and then he got off the heroin to transfer crystal meth, and then he went crazy.
That'll do it.
From it, so I had to get away from him.
That'll do it. Do you want to go home?
Kind of.
Could we help you get home? I mean, would you allow us to help you get home? I don't imagine it would be too difficult. Bus ticket, right?
Right.
I'd be willing to do it if we could help you. I met a guy here that I just interviewed a while back. That was, he lived under here for 17 years. And he now is clean and he got married, he has a house, and he has a very large amount of resources that he can call on to help people. And so he was showing me some of the things that he does to help people that need it, whether it's just getting them something to do or getting them a place to stay, getting them a shower and a change of clothes, whatever they need, right? I could gladly hook you up with him if you'd like to talk to him, or if you just want to go home and all it takes is a bus ticket, I'll go get you a bus ticket. I mean, you tell me what you...
I don't want to go back home because I don't want to go back home yet until I get in the right mind frame. Like, because back home, I didn't do anything. Like, I came out here when I was 18. I was naive. I sheltered all my life. Like, mm-hmm. I literally did not know cops would lie mm-hmm. to you when I came out here.
Mm-hmm.
I was that...
You thought cops were...
I thought
you can start that again.
I didn't know they would lie to you. I didn't know that they would... I didn't know, like, people could have, like... bad intentions at all.
Uh huh.
I thought it was all good. Like,
people were just nice and the.
I trusted everyone when I came out here.
Yeah, I grew up that way too.
She's still very trustworthy. A lot of people trying to make us look bad, you know, make us out to be other.
There's bad people and good people down here.
That are bad and are worse than us, make us all look really bad.
Sure, you know? sure.
You know, but right. We are fairly good people around here, and we look after. Everybody, we try to make sure nobody vandalizes the buildings, and mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we try to feed each other and make sure each other has things when people need. Just if I need, I'll go to her, or if she needs like blankets, or they just lost a lot of things by some crazy fellow.
Well, some psycho dude, I
just
never
burning
met before.
Their stuff up.
Just what'd he do?
He just burned their stuff up.
Yeah, he just attacked us. Attacked my dude actually.
Just because he asked him, are you okay?
Yeah, he was making loud noises saying, someone help me, get me out of here. And then he goes out and he's like, are you okay? You need help? He goes, fuck you, your girl sprayed me. And like, we goes to attack him and he needs stitches on his elbow.
Wow.
Threw a boulder at him and then he hit him upside the head with a pole. The cops came and he set my shit on fire. I burnt my whole tent and everything down.
Oh, that's why you're having a bad day, huh? See,
well,
okay.
No, that was actually a couple weeks ago.
Well,
it was a week or so ago.
Maybe, I mean, number one, let me just say, I'm not, there's no judgment, okay? All that said, it's, you should never say, I got to get myself better before I go to the doctor.
Hmm.
Okay? You should never say that. Yeah. There's people who love you.
I just don't want my mom. I just don't want my family to look at me differently.
Like, I totally understand what you're saying. But being a dad and having a daughter that's 22, 23 now, I got a 23-year-old daughter. And I tell you what, if she came home and she was you, the only thing I'd do is hug her. And I'd cry and I'd be so happy you came home. It would mean everything to me. And of course, they're not going to be happy with what you've done, but what you did is what you did, you know? I mean, all you've got is from right now forward. You don't, what's in the past, it's got to be in the past. It's already dead. And every day that you don't go home is another stab in their heart. And I can tell you that from being a dad. So if you want to go home, I'd love to help you go home. But if you're not ready for that, I will happily give you the number of that guy. And when you're ready,
I'll take the number.
When you're ready. Then you call him and he'll help you.
Pray for this girl. I don't want to give her name out or anything, but pray for her. And we've given her a way to contact us so that if she decides that she's ready, then we'll cover the cost to get her home to her family. Hopefully we'll hear some good news about that before too long. Anyway, that's all we got for the podcast today. Thanks for watching.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Live Fire Media. Copyright 2019.